It's not easy looking this good. Feel fit and fabulous with Krista and the Morning Rush.
Yes, it's that time once again, each and every Friday, Women's Health segment dedicated to all the beautiful, hardworking ladies out there. And we definitely are super excited to introduce our next guest. Believe us, when we met this young lady about, what, 2 months ago?
Yeah.
It's been 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
We sat down, instantly fell in love with her. We fell in love with her so much that she even got us hooked up with some lip plumpers.
She did. I got it on right now.
That's right.
Yeah.
This will definitely become your bestie, especially ladies, if you are going through a time in your marriage where you realize it is over, therefore divorce.
Yeah, we've got attorney Diane Mader. She is the divorce whisperer on the phone. Hey, Diane.
Good morning, Tracy. Good morning, Krista. Good morning, all you beautiful lady listeners out there.
Oh, my gosh. Diane, we are absolutely in love with you. Mm-hmm. It is no joke, and it's super exciting that you are here on the show more than ever because, believe me, with a quarantine and women have to be stuck at home with the guy that they're like, you annoy me. I don't want to look at you anymore. I told you it was over. Right. I need to move on.
Yeah.
I know, and since we met, this has gotten even worse, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. It is crazy.
Yeah.
So we are really excited for you to share, especially for the ladies out there. The topic of today is dare to have a good divorce. So here's the question, Diane. My marriage is over equals basically my life is ruined, right? I'm a failure. I didn't do things right. I don't know what to do. How could a divorce possibly be good for me?
Right. You know, it is so hard for people to let go of this notion that divorce means you failed or you did something wrong. Let's face it, nobody gets married thinking that they're going to get divorced, but yet we know it happens. So let's stop beating ourselves up about it and let's turn that into this transition from a life that's in the toilet to a life that works for everybody.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, when you put it that way, it just seems so simple, right? You know, but a lot of times people are thinking, you know, if I'm hiring a lawyer, don't I want a barracuda, a shark, or a pit bull?
Right. What? And then think about ruining your life some more. Tens of thousands of dollars. If you've watched any of the recent divorce TV shows, lots of that reflects real life. The only person who gets anything out of a divorce like that is the lawyers. Everybody else gets their lives ruined and their bank accounts bankrupt.
I love that you bring that up because especially when it comes to Hollywood, a lot of celebrities, hence they have a lot of money. So when you have a ton of money, stuff like this gets really grimy, really gross, and really mean. So again, with Tracy asking, you know, do you want that kind of attorney,
right,
the pit bull, or do you want, again, the divorce whisperer?
That's right.
Right. Do you want a survival expert, a divorce survivor expert, someone who recognizes that you're really sad? I get it. You know, none of us plans this, but there's a lot of things in life we don't plan. Sometimes it's we women who leave. Sometimes it's the guy who leaves. Either way, there's going to be sadness, and we're going to have to make sure to protect ourselves and our children. Mm. But the best way to do that is to have compassion for the person that you're leaving.
Okay, so you're saying I shouldn't want to punish the hell out of him.
Right.
Like, I'm going to take you for everything you possibly have. You're saying that is not a good mindset.
Not a good mindset. For one thing, in real life, we're not celebrities. What does he have that you're possibly going to get? Right?
Right.
I mean, he has something, and you'll get your half in Wisconsin. That's the way that works. You don't have to fight to get everything he's got, because A, you're not going to get it, and B, you're going to get a half of what there is, and there may not be all that much, right, in this economy, and when people now are locked down, mm-hmm, and stress is up, and you're suddenly together in the house, and every time he clears his throat, you want to, you know.
Mm-hmm, put a mask on it.
Yeah. That's right. Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Exactly. Yeah. Put a mask on it.
Hey, love you. Diane, like, honestly, like, divorce is like every fight, right? Like, there's a winner and a loser. And it's like, I'm going to be the winner if it kills me, right? I mean, that's the attitude, isn't it?
That's the attitude. And let's take it out of the battlefield, ladies. It is not, we do not have to buy into divorce as a battle to the death, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, because it's not reality. Reality is you both move on. You probably get married again. You might even have more kids, right? And so if it's a battle to the death, the entire battlefield is scattered with blood and body parts, including your blood and body parts.
Right.
Right, yeah.
Well, listen, a lot of ladies are going to be pissed off when they find out that their man has been cheating on them with a younger woman. That's right. When the claws come out.
That's oh, right.
What, she's like 20 years younger than I am. Mm-hmm. We don't right. like that. We That's do what, not like that.
No, we don't.
We do not like that, but you know what? It's like, what kind of a moron did this guy evolve to be?
Thank you, girl.
I mean, it's either, how could I not see that coming? Or, you know what? The guy I married 25 years ago was a different guy than this moron that has now evolved into being. You know, who doesn't change in 25, 30 years of marriage or 10 or 15? Right.
Well, that's very true.
That's
I mean,
very true.
That is very true. I'm going. I mean, I got married. Travis and I got married in 2007. Of course, you change and you evolve, and you know, marriage is work.
Marriage is a lot of work.
Is work.
And you know what? It's worth it.
Yes.
But what you can't do is say, "Oh, I'm not going to do the work," and then you wake up 20 years later with all of this unresolved stuff that you never dealt with, and then you're surprised when it's not working anymore. Do that work every single day and have him be doing that work every single day as well.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
I truly believe if it comes to a point where you feel like divorce is necessary, at least try every single thing you possibly can, especially when you have children involved.
Yeah.
Do everything you possibly can. And if you realize then in the end that it's just not going to work, then it is time.
Yeah.
I truly believe that. I just, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, no, I do too.
Yeah.
Throw out all the stops when it comes to getting yourself help. Individual therapy, couples work, work with your children in therapy. Now, if your spouse won't cooperate with that, that's a whole different story.
Yeah.
But I absolutely agree. We don't need, there's plenty of divorce work, ladies. You know, I don't have to drum up business by saying, hey, don't do any counseling. Of course you should do that. Do whatever it takes, but when it doesn't take, recognition and acceptance.
Yeah.
Right.
You do other fabulous things, my girlfriend. Again, we are speaking with divorce attorney Diane Mader. You have, hey, can we talk on Facebook? You have a meditation practice. Talk a little bit about that.
Mediation. I have a mediation practice.
Yes. Oh, mediation. So I said meditation.
You did. I also meditate.
We need that too.
Being the divorce whisperer.
Yeah.
But mediation is an opportunity to sit down face-to-face with a neutral person in the room and go through every issue that you need to resolve in order to present a complete agreement to a Wisconsin judge. I draft it up for you. You take it to a judge. You're done.
Oh.
And it gives you such an opportunity to really identify what is really important to me. What is my future going to look like? Enough with, you know, plowing all of the stuff that went wrong. Let's sit down, talk about what we have, what we need, and where we're going. That's what mediation does.
So good. I love it. I love it. Mm-hmm. See, and I just feel like you take such a healthy approach to it because, again, you're proving again, it does not have to be a fight.
Right.
It doesn't have to be we hate each other. Mm-hmm. It is all about perspective. Because people do change. They do. It happens.
It is. That's right. And again, I don't want to downplay that there's going to be emotion, but that's what a mediator is an expert at dealing with.
For sure.
You know, sometimes we do have to let those feelings out. Sometimes it's appropriate to do that during a mediation session, but sometimes it's more appropriate to do that when you're walking in the forest and, you know, beating your chest and screaming, right?
Right.
It all is context. You don't have to come to every fight to which you are invited. golden rule. Many people will invite you to fights. You get to decline.
Oh, that's good.
I love
Diane,
that.
Diane, that's good.
I know.
Now, I think a lot of ladies probably right now are listening and they want to get in touch with you. And because we're at the Safer at Home right now, how are you connecting with them?
The best way to reach me is just send me an email. It's Diane, D-I-A-N-E, at materlaw.com. And Mater is M as in mother, A, D as in dog, E-R. Now, I'm also on Facebook, Attorney Diane L. Mater. And hey, can we talk, which I think is really fun. And then I have a divorce coaching practice that helps women who are facing the question of divorce. Mm-hmm. Do I want a divorce? If I do want a divorce, who do I want to be? The Facebook page for that is called Still in the Eye of the Storm. And that's really the goal, is how do I keep still despite the chaos that's surrounding me?
For sure.
Wow.
Well, there you have it, Madtown. Once again, divorce attorney, mediator, and coach, Miss Diane Mater. You can check her out at materlaw.com. Right now, she is taking your calls in Zoom as well. And we just appreciate you coming on the airwaves with Fit and Fabulous. Dare to have a good voice with the divorce whisperer herself.
That's right.
We love you, Diane.
We do.
I love you guys, too.
We can't wait to have you back in studio. So there you have it. Taking care of you each and every day with attorney Diane Mater. We will put up your information. You take care of yourself and have a fabulous weekend.
You all, too. Let's get in the sun. All right.
Sounds good. All right. There you have it. It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.